Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history. And sports history is made each and every day of the year. And we know that, and we're going to go to June 15th to preserve at least a small sampling from some of the great athletes every day based on some of their uniform numbers that they may have worn. And our jersey numbers that we're going to talk about today are the numbers 1, 24, 20, 57, 36, 27, and 11. Maybe you should play those numbers at your lottery today. June 15th, 1902. Talk about a dominant club playing someone way below their pay grade. Well, Justin Clark of Corsicana, Texas Miners hits 8 home runs in one game as the Corsicana Oil Cities slaughtered Texarkana 51-3 was the final score. It may just be a minor league baseball's most lopsided baseball game ever in history. The game was originally scheduled to be played in front of the home Corsicana crowd, but a Sunday blue law prevented the already scheduled game to be played there, so it was moved to nearby Ennis, Texas, where no Sunday law was in place or in existence. This new venue had a temporary fence set up at 210 feet from home plate, according to a post on the sportingnews.com website. And that 210 feet, well, that was just perfect for the range of Justin Clark's long hit balls. 8 times it went out of that park. Great record there to talk about. June 15th, 1928. It was something special and something that he was famous for. Philadelphia Athletics baseball star Ty Cobb stole home plate for a record 54th time. This instance would be the final time the veteran would take this particular base unwarranted, as he retired at the end of the season after an illustrious career in the MLB, according to the VintageDetroit.com website. Pilfering home plate was especially for Cobb, who retired with a then record 892 stolen bases in his 24 big league seasons, including one theft of a bag in a World Series game. The next closest player in home base robberies was Max Carey, who had 33 in his 20 seasons with Pittsburgh and Brooklyn. To put Cobb's feat in perspective, consider that the two players who moved ahead of him in career steals in the Major League Baseball, Ricky Henderson, who wore jersey number 24 most of his career, had 1,406, and Lou Brock, who often wore number 20 most of his career, he took 938 stolen bases, but only stole 7 times between them the base of home plate. And Ty Cobb did it 54 times. June 15th, 1938. There were a few pieces of important sports history from this contest. During the first night game at Brooklyn's Ebbets Field, where fans got to see their home squad under the lights, the Cincinnati Reds defeated the Dodgers by the score of 6-0. Cincinnati's Johnny Vandermeer, number 57, tossed his unprecedented second consecutive no-hit game. Think about that for a moment. The man who had 2 straight games pitched in the major leagues where no one reached base safely on a hit. The first game he did it on was on June 11th at the friendly confines of Crosley Field in Cincinnati, where Vandermeer walked 3 while striking out 4 and allowing no hits against the Boston Bees. Now, according to the BaseballAlmanac.com, these 2 complete game shutout victories were also part of a 9-game consecutive win streak by Johnny Vandermeer during the 1938 season. The left-hander, known for his fastball, also went on to set a new National League record for consecutive hitless innings with 21 and 2/3 innings that still stands to this very day. June 15, 1953, New York Yankees first baseman Johnny Mize, number 36, became the 93rd MLB player to reach 2,000 career hits. The milestone accomplishment occurred in Mize's final season in the major leagues. June 15, 1963, San Francisco Giants ace and future baseball Hall of Fame pitcher number 27, Juan Marichal, no-hit the Houston Colt 45s by the score of 1-0 in the victory. Now, Marichal recorded 243 wins in his 16-year career with 2,303 Ks and a 2.89 earned run average. June 15, 1965, Detroit Tigers hurler Denny McClain, number 17 for the Tigers, in relief, struck out the first seven batters he faced in a record 14 in 6 2/3 innings as the Tigers rolled to a 6-5 win over the Boston Red Sox. Also in the contest, Bill Freehan, number 11, tied an MLB record for a catcher receiving 19 putouts in one game. So there's just a little bit of history from June 14th and why it's a special day in sports history. Tune in every day as we talk about more sports history. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.